Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Terror of Mechagodzilla.
1975.
Which is the last Godzilla movie before 1985.
Man.
Which is kind of watching it in that way, it's kind of weird. It doesn't have sort of that fanfare that, like, Destroya had when it, you know, finished the franchise.
Right.
So it's kind of just like ends on a regular Godzilla note.
Like, we think they didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
And like, it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so we watched different files for this.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if we watched the same movie.
Oh.
Did you have like 10 minutes of clips at the beginning?
I don't know if it was 10 minutes. Mine opened with the fight from Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
Okay.
So first you saw two Godzillas fighting, and then the Godzilla suit getting burned off and revealing Mechagodzilla. And we basically got to watch that fight.
Okay. So you started at, let's see, I watched 6 minutes and 22 seconds of clips before I got to you.
Really?
Yeah.
What were they clips of?
So it was like the whole history of Godzilla, and there's a narrator. Is there a credit that says opening montage by Richard Bansbach and Michael McCann?
I don't remember that.
Okay, you would have remembered it because
no,
okay.
I think my opening was all in Japanese. There was no English, okay. And I was like, oh no, is this going to be in Japanese? Am I going to have to read this movie? And then. Yeah, the voiceover all came in, like all the character stuff was actually dubbed, but they didn't do anything to the credits.
Okay, that's crazy. So there's six minutes, because I had tracked this, there's 6 minutes and 22 seconds of clips, and they just had like a basic rundown about Godzilla, and they had him in various fights that led up to clips of Monster Zero. And the aliens from Monster Zero bringing Godzilla and Rodan to fight on Planet X and
right.
Godzilla defeating them. And then the narration, because there's narration during this, says that since Godzilla won, the aliens from Planet X decided to make Mechagodzilla. And that's that 6 minute and 22 mark where the title screen comes up that says Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. And then I get something like, 3 more minutes of clips from the Mechagodzilla movie where they're fighting. So it's Godzilla
wow.
and Mechagodzilla fighting, and then his thing goes. But there's still narration explaining all of that. And they say that it's the people from Planet X. So they totally toss away any of the footage of the monkey face people from Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. Yeah.
Oh, so are they trying to make it seem that, these are the aliens. There are no monkey faced aliens. It's just these guys.
Yeah. So this would be, it feels more like a sequel to Monster Zero.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, I took a peek at what you were saying. Yeah, it kind of it's like the opening is kind of like you're watching a documentary on Godzilla.
Yeah, and it's weird because, okay, so the version I have, I gave to you, but I was telling you. So that first 6 minute chunk is in a different aspect ratio than the regular film. And the regular film is in Toho scope. So if you look at the version I have,
his head gets cut off a lot.
Yeah, and the black bars cut off the Toho logo. So the version I watch is different than the one you watch. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. I'm wondering if my version's just 6 minutes longer than yours.
That'd be my guess based on this.
But it was weird. It was like 10 minutes. It was like 10 and a half minutes of old footage that I had already seen. And I'm like, man, this is a lot. And the fact that it came in the title screen, it said Terror of Mechagodzilla 6 minutes into it. I'm like, okay, cool. Now we can get to the movie. And then they went into 4 more minutes of clips. I was like, Jesus, man, this is like, this is like worse than a Gamera movie.
Is it though?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying as far as having clips in a movie, because. And then there's some clips later on that we're definitely going
to
talk about.
So by the time you get to the highlights of the fight against Mechagodzilla, you're already really burnt out on clips.
Yeah.
Oh, because like kind of reliving that fight, I kind of enjoyed it. And because I was like going, oh yeah, this is why we like this movie so much.
Yeah.
Like when Godzilla gets like the spurty neck and stuff, I was like, that's cool. That's great. And then I was like going, wait a minute, this is in our top five, isn't it? You know, like the Godzilla movie, and it is.
Yeah. I think it's number five.
It's four.
Right?
And it's four. It's like, oh, that's why it's so good. Which made me start wondering, like going, man, but if this movie then combines like a best of that movie and another fight, it had potential of breaking the top five. Huh. Okay, so hang on. So one more question about this version that we're talking about. Are they saying, hold on, so are these aliens supposed to be the Planet Zero aliens then?
I don't know. I think the Americans just slapped on a condensed version of the story, and they thought that the Planet X aliens looked cooler than monkey aliens, because we don't really get to see the monkey aliens till the end of the movie, and it was just easier, I guess.
They do look cooler. And I also like the idea, if they were the same aliens, how fashion has evolved on their planet. Before we checked back in with them, and they came in and like, nah, and what was, you know, silver's the new black.
Yeah.
And I liked that idea.
I liked the silver. There was where they would have their jumpsuits underneath their regular 70s clothes. So all you saw were like the silver gloves and the silver shoes.
Yeah.
Like that's a cool look, because you can like cosplay as that by just
having
a suit on. Yeah. And you just put those on. I was thinking,
yeah, I like the idea of cosplaying the goatee guy, first of all, because he has a better belt, and and to do the helmet and just have the full visor, so you just see visor and then goatee underneath would be really a great costume. But that helmet looks really hard to recreate.
It looked like something else, like I've seen it before. Like it's a Science Patrol helmet or something from Ultraman, or it looks like it was repurposed.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, those things that you see on playgrounds, which are like, it would be like a duck on a spring, and you just kind of rock back and forth on it.
Yeah.
It's like if they had, and that was the handles, because they had those two big antenna things, and that's where you held onto it.
Yeah.
Kind of look like something like that. Like if you took the head off of one of those.
Or like the Great Gazoo.
Yeah.
They were weird. I didn't care for the alien costumes, except for when it was underneath their regular clothes.
I kind of dug it. It's just such a ridiculous helmet.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I got my hands on one of those helmets, I'd wear it all the time.
Yeah.
But then under like a 70s suit. Because I don't think me being in a jumpsuit, I don't know.
It's not a jumpsuit. It's two parts, isn't it?
Oh,
it's two parts.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a shirt and pants.
It's got to be hot,
belts.
Though. Because it's like metallic silver.
I'm sure it's like being a baked potato.
Yeah. So the first new footage I get 10 minutes in is what I think is a psychic lady. She's kneeling, or she's like at the beach, and she could see this this submarine underwater.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's her name? Katsura. So the first shot is Katsura, and I'm like, well, this lady must be psychic or something, because she could like see into the water. It's scientists are going in submarines to locate the whereabouts of the Mechagodzilla from the last movie, because Godzilla threw Mechagodzilla into the sea.
They're looking for his head.
Yeah. And then immediately we get introduced.
And they have really sophisticated equipment to find it. Like the submarine has something called an analyzer.
which they can't just use sonar or metal
which
detectors.
She's really... And the analyzer is kind of the thing that she seems to disrupt, because she seems to disrupt the machinery. I like the submarine model. I love moving the model through the water. It's pretty good.
Yeah. We find out later why she's able to disrupt machinery.
Right. Oh, you know what else is great about the design of the submarine? It had that little arm in front of it.
But we get Titanosaurus. I keep calling him Titanosaur, but it's Titanosaurus.
Yeah, it's like first thing they show you is the tail, and I'm like, oh, here comes a big fish.
Yeah.
And then he comes out, he's kind of like a seahorse.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it that way. I just thought, oh, he's got a goofy long head like a giraffe, but Yeah, that yeah. totally makes more sense that it's a seahorse. This feels like one of those kind of designs that a bunch of kids submitted and they picked one.
For some Actually, reason. I think there was, when I was looking up stuff about the movie, someone was actually talking about how this was kind of more of the older version of monsters that were done in a almost like what they believe was more plausible. Like, you know, they looked more like actual like creatures that exist as opposed to mm-hmm. like a made up space monster, something like yeah. that. So they were still trying to debase it in reality. But yeah, he was super long,
yeah.
super tall. Lots of upshots of it, I think, to make it seem
bigger. That's like stuff. A thing that they do in Power Rangers a lot, because the monsters are normal size so the Power Rangers could punch him. And then right. halfway through the show, they get bigger. And to do that, to show that they're getting bigger, they do that same thing. They like stick a camera on the ground and Low point cameras, it up
yeah.
and have it go up. But what the thing I like about those shots, it doesn't make it look any bigger than it is. But I do like that you could see the real sky.
Yes.
Like a lot of times we get like monsters in the water or you get like monsters on set and it's just like a painted backdrop.
Mm-hmm,
I like
mm-hmm.
when the monsters, they actually put them outside and it looks, you know, lit. But it doesn't make them look bigger. But I'm a big fan. I think we talk about this like a lot. Is that there's usually two versions when it comes to flying monsters.
Yes.
There's like there's the walking monster version, and then there's
as
like
far
the
as stiff, like a shape, a different
yeah,
shape
yeah.
of the monster. Yeah.
Where it's like a stiff version. And Titanosaurus had that, but it was for swimming.
Yeah.
Which I was a big fan of. I thought it looked cool swimming.
It was it's very funny seeing the Titanosaur doll fighting the submarine doll, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's basically just like two dolls being smashed together.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, oh, this is kind of how I used to play with my toys.
There is a great shot where from behind Titanosaur where he crushes the sub. And like
yeah.
Titanosaur, I keep calling him Titanosaur. It's a Titanosaurus. And it's like he's like backlit and it just looks cool. So I've never really gravitated towards his design. But for some reason, this time around, I really liked the design of Titanosaurus.
Yeah, I was also interested because like they named him after a dinosaur that actually exists.
Okay. Does it look nothing like it?
No, it's like the Titanosaurus is basically like a big brontosaurus, essentially. And you know, this is different. So I was trying to figure out, like, I don't know if Titanosaur was a newer discovery. And they, it was like, oh, maybe like the name, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Oh, someone named it after the.
But I don't think so. I think they had Titanosaurs a while ago, as far as like, you know, parts of them. So the submarine that gets destroyed, we get introduced. There's something called the Ocean Exploitation Institute. And it was like going, oh, that's like there's like no like soft soaping on that. And they're the good guys in this. So I was kind of like trying to figure out if that was kind of like if that's satirical in a way that, you know, because like there's so often, you know, Godzilla movies is kind of like the Lorax, you know, it's uh-huh. all about, you know, careful of nuclear power uh-huh. and take care of the environment and all that kind of business.
Yeah, I don't know.
The other thing was the recording of the people on the sub when it's getting attacked.
Uh-huh.
And they kept saying it's a dinosaur over and over again.
Yeah.
That it got really heavy handed. And it's like, oh, no, it's a dinosaur. Oh, look out. No, man, this dinosaur. And P.S., it's definitely a dinosaur. Oh, goodness, another dinosaur. You know, I was like, we get it. It seems so forced, especially when you go, and this is the world. Why would it be like, it's a Godzilla?
Yeah.
Something that you've actually had personal encounters with, you know, in your lifetime. It'd be yeah. like, it's a Godzilla, something, it's a type of Godzilla.
And it's not like one of these movies where they pretend Godzilla hasn't existed and they, you know, how they do like kind of a reboot every time. Like,
right.
They already set up the fact that Godzilla just had a fight with Mechagodzilla
right.
not too long ago.
Right.
So it's not even a case of, you know, the wrong identity. There's a scene where they talk about the scientist who discovered Titanosaurus on the Bonin Islands, which it's a name
Shinzo Mifune.
Yeah, it's a name we heard before. And but what's funny is they're showing a slideshow of him, and all the other scientists thinks he's crazy for talking about this Titanosaurus.
There's like shots of him like reaching across a table.
Yeah, and then they have shots of him getting tackled by the other scientist.
Right.
And that made me laugh that they had those on hand. Like, like who's taking pictures, taking photographs.
Yeah, it was his big lecture, his big some Titanosaurus lecture. And then someone said something wisecracking and he got it all upset.
Yeah. I was going to say, but we find out that there's aliens and the aliens are controlling Titanosaurus.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense to me a little bit.
But it was... with Shinzo Mifune's technology.
Yeah.
Because he was doing a thing to control fish. He was like, that's what he was working on.
Yeah.
Being able to control fish. There's a great line where the aliens talking about how the earthlings are ignorant about pollution.
Yeah.
Then we get this guy who is the Interpol guy.
Okay.
Who's like the Japanese Jack Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's like turtleneck, you know, jacket, coiffed hair. And they when they go to go find him, there's all this noise going on out. It almost sounded like it's like a scene from The Birds, the way there's all that squawking, and they're like kind of walk around like, what's strange noise, what is all this? And then I was like going, I started to be like wait, did people think they were dinosaurs were fish? And there's this bit about, oh, I heard about Dr. Mifune, I heard he was interested in dinosaurs. And then they go meet him, and I was like, it'd be so great if they said, like, I heard about this guy, he's interested in dinosaurs, and they go meet him. He's like a 10-year-old kid.
Because
he likes dinosaurs. It's like, oh, that's not what I expected.
These spacemen are from the third planet.
Yeah.
I don't know from what, but they're the last planet in the black hole, whatever that means.
I just saw one of my notes about the outfit was... they looked like Evel Knievel outfits.
Yeah, that was my first. That was like my first note about the aliens was cosplay, because I feel like every time we see these aliens in these movies, that's like the number one question.
Yeah, I mean, Astro Monster is the best alien outfit still.
Yeah, that's the one.
But this isn't bad. If you can pull off that helmet, the rest will fall into place real good. Yeah.
There's a GameCube game where it was a Godzilla game, and the aliens in that game, they modeled after the Monster Zero one. Like, right. That's the
definitive.
It's the best one.
Right.
Yeah.
They had that big rock door where the rock slides across to get in there to go to the secret lab. There was a great, that scene between... I think it was the aliens and Mifune, where they're toasting wine. But they sit there with their wine glasses together for like so long.
I thought that was how aliens
get into the scene.
Yeah, I thought that's how aliens toasted with their space wine. It was like the craziest. It was the craziest color. But the thing is, the shot starts on them with the wine glasses together, and then like kind of pulls back, and I'm like, what are they doing? Is this how they do it in space? And
yeah, it's clearly like we're gonna start in on the wine, and it's, no, you did it too soon. Wait, we'll cue you. And they just sit there with it. I liked they were kind of like working on Mifune's daughter to try to see if they could get her on their side and get some information out of her. And she says, "I remember nothing. I just don't want to talk about it." What? Well, do you
Which
remember?
One is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's this part where there's this human guy that's in the alien thing and he's trying to escape.
Oh yeah.
I'm not really sure who he is, but the aliens go after him. There's one point. Okay.
Well,
this
the
whole
aliens
thing...
have essentially human slaves.
Yeah. Okay.
To do stuff in their labs because they wear lab coats. Like even the guy escaping is like kind of.
Yeah, but this dude, did you notice there's like one shot where he does this flip and it does kind of like a Bionic Man sound as he does it?
No, I didn't catch that.
I was like, oh, he's like kind of a cool, like some sort of like crazy cyborg. And then he gets gunned down by the aliens. Like they just shoot him up.
They shoot him. By the way, they're all standing in a circle, and they shoot at the guy in the middle of the circle.
Yeah, none of them are going to get hit.
Yeah.
But the weirdest part was, in this whole bit, was there was a man who came out of a hole in the ground, saw this happening.
Out of nowhere.
And then went back into the hole.
Right.
Who is that dude? Just a dude?
He's the guy who the guy's got to give the thing to.
Okay.
That's all. It's like they need the piece of space titanium.
Okay.
They need a guy to give that to.
It was like Artie Johnson or something, the way he stuck his head out and then went back in.
There's a lot of weird people in, like you go, what?
Oh.
They cut to people in this thing and you go, what's that guy? What's going on there? And then you find out, then something will happen later. You go, oh, like the old guy in the car.
Is that the creepy old man kind of sidekick guy?
Yeah, he's the guy who's like, he's like a spy for...
That guy showed up and I'm like... Because the first time I see him, he's just kind of like standing there. And I'm like, is that guy supposed to be in the shot? And he was like really weirding me out. And then I realized that he was like a main sidekick. Like,
yeah, when he's watching, you know, the guy when he's talking to Fufu and his daughter, he's like watching her from his car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just it was so strange.
He must have been somebody... I don't know. I felt like a sort of like an extended cameo. Like either it was like a Shiro Honda's dad or something. Like he was just kind of like plopped into scenes. But he was in that one scene and I'm like, that was weird. But then he started showing up in like the rest of the movie. And that's when I realized he was supposed to be like a main henchman. But he was like this really old tiny guy.
I have a quote I wrote down where someone said, that's strange. A gentle dinosaur. when the guy from the Ocean Exploitation Institute was trying to convince her to come along with them on their excursion in the submarine, and she doesn't want to have anything to do with it, but she tries to warn him, and he kind of hangs up on her, but then she's still trying to talk to him, and she says, hello, the submarine? The submarine. She's trying to talk to her, and that's when the old guy comes and grabs her.
She gets hit with a laser pen while she's like trying to leave, and then something happens where I thought for a second she was some sort of a zombie. Like the guy says that, you know, he says your heart is frozen and dry. Who'd love a cyborg? And I was like, what? She's a cyborg? So right. She doesn't have psychic abilities. She's just a cyborg.
Right. It's just remote controls.
Yeah, and her cyborg insides are crazy.
Yes!
That was...
Yeah, I also like her space beam thing that comes out of her eyes. How they, it kind of looks like a little, like, a hand-drawn sun kind of...
Uh-huh.
Ping! Yeah.
They're like in an empty shell and they're moving around all crazy. It looks like the game Mousetrap or something with all the moving
it's
parts.
It's like a little factory. There's, like, phone cords in there. And just like little things that move around and just kind of like kind of go in a circle and kind of move the piston up and down kind of stuff. It's great.
Yeah.
There's a part where like the space guys had the voiceover gave them German accents.
Oh, I didn't notice. I didn't notice.
And so this advanced space people, he still whips. He whips his people when they fail.
Yeah. So this is the thing that doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
The aliens have Mechagodzilla, right?
Yes.
But they're controlling Titanosaurus to stop submarines from looking for Mechagodzilla. So what's the point? If they already have Mechagodzilla, they might as well just let the subs go on a wild goose chase.
Well, I don't know. That's a good point. I mean, I don't want to be a person who defends the aliens' plan, but... My guess would then be that if they're like, yeah, hey, Mechagodzilla's not here, they're like, well, then what happened to it?
Yeah.
And who's the first person you think? Aliens.
Well, I mean, the aliens did bring Mechagodzilla in the first place, but...
All right.
Yeah, so maybe.
How did they discover Titanosaurus's weakness?
It was the sub that the main guy was on. They did a sonar ping or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And they noticed that it kind of got them bottom time, I think, to get away. So they figured out that that was a deal. But the sonic thing, I didn't know was going to just be like a missile launcher. I thought they're just going to put like a, I was hoping they would just put like one of those Maser kind of radar dishes on top of the sub.
Yeah.
And they go in after him, but no, it was like a bazooka.
And like when they're talking about him, there's like shots of Titan, like when they would do shots where they're looking at him like through a window and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And then he's like, he just sits there like rubbing his neck.
Yeah.
Just kind of weird behavior.
That's something that Ishiro Honda put in, I think it was Rodan or it was a Monster Zero, where Godzilla and Rodan are just kind of sitting there, you know, when no one's really watching, they're just kind of sitting there like scratching their head and stuff.
Yeah, just chill.
It's great. Like I could watch a huge chunk of movie where it's just that. Like have like a Gorillas in the Mist type of thing, but with Godzillas. Like how great would that be?
Yeah.
Like just someone observing on like Monster Island, and you just get to see them kind of in their natural habitat, throwing a couple fights. You just know it'll be the same stock footage we've seen every time.
Yeah, edit the stock footage to make it like a nature documentary.
Yeah.
That's almost what the opening that you saw of this movie was.
Yeah, or it's like it's a Godzilla's Revenge when the little kid and Minya are looking around. And there's Mando.
Right.
And there's Kamakuris.
Yeah.
And they're just like showing you the same shots
just angular. Quick shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there is a part
in there's the movie. Manda.
Yeah, there's Manda. They show a shot of King Ghidorah, Rodan, and Manda. I think that's the three they show. Do they show any more? I would have written them down. But they're using them as examples of, like, you know, other monsters that have come, I guess. But we were talking about this before the show, and you were talking about we got to watch the movie with Manda in it.
Yeah.
Because it has that shot of Manda going around the bridge.
Basically being dragged across the bridge.
Yeah, which is a great shot. It looks cool. But the thing is, I've seen that shot so many times. I don't think we've watched the movies yet. But I know it's in, like, Destroy All Monsters, where they really like to use that shot of Manda.
Oh, okay.
curling around the bridge. And so, hopefully soon, we'll see. We'll try to check. We'll track down the original.
Yeah, it's like they used that shot of the spider.
Yeah, that same shot of Angulus, that's kind of like panning above the trees as he yells at the camera.
Yeah,
those are some of my favorite, like constantly reused shots, or the one where Godzilla jumps off the cliff into the ocean.
Yeah, that's classic.
Yeah, they're okay. So at one point, Katsura and that creepy man are running away from our main characters. They're like getting spied on. And they run away, and they just would, like, disappear.
I was trying to figure that. That was an editing mistake.
But then it happened twice. The second time happens a little bit quicker before the edit, but it's really weird. It looks like it dropped a couple frames or something.
Yeah, it looked like, it made it look like the aliens have more sophisticated travel than we realize. But, yeah, it kind of felt like, they just kind of disappear from behind, like, the plane.
Mm-hmm.
When they're going to sabotage.
Yeah. So the aliens' plan is, I think, kind of cool. They know that Godzilla is going to fight monsters.
Right.
So their plan is, we're going to send up Titanosaurus to fight Godzilla. And we know Titanosaurus is not going to beat Godzilla, but he's going to tire Godzilla out. Once Godzilla's tired, then they're going to send in Mechagodzilla to finish the job.
Right.
Which I think is a pretty good plan. Considering we all know how Godzilla has to fight any monster that's around.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the things about Titanosaurus, which was kind of interesting, where unlike any other kaiju, when they were unable to control him, when they stopped controlling him, he just started leaving. He's like, oh, no, I'm a lover, not a fighter. He doesn't have that need to fight any kaiju you see. The other ones seem to have.
He's the good dinosaur.
Yeah, I guess he's a gentle dinosaur. Yeah. I do like where the planes are coming in and Titanosaur just basically jumps up in their way.
Yeah.
And they crash into him.
At one point they call... Wait. Oh, I think that's what during the beginning clips. Was it the beginning clip? Where Godzilla was taking out planes, or was it during the movie?
It's the beginning clips.
The beginning clips, the narrator says that Godzilla takes out airplanes like they're toys.
Yeah.
And it's like, well you probably shouldn't bring attention to the fact that they look like toys. Because it's like, it seemed like an odd route to go. But it made me laugh. That was fine. Godzilla's entrance is amazing.
Fantastic.
This may be one of my favorite entrances. Because you kind of sort of see him silhouetted over, like, in the back of the city.
Yes.
And then from off screen is the atomic fire breath.
Also, yeah. Because leading up to this kind of final showdown moment, right before Godzilla shows up, this is the first time when models finally get destroyed.
Yeah.
So much leading up to this has been just composite shots, like a giant monster over the mountainside, yeah, and people running and all that kind of in the yeah business. So then to get the silhouette reveal was great.
Yeah.
And then a great kind of like shot with the two of them as they pan across this model yeah city. And it's kind of like, let's do this, you yeah know, let's destroy this set.
Yeah.
And that is so great.
Yeah. So there's not a lot I remember from this movie. I hadn't seen it in years, but I really enjoyed the fight with Titanosaurus because they just blew up everything. There's one point where Godzilla tackles Titanosaurus onto a building and it just, the whole yeah thing just comes down. And this is what they need to do. Just build as many models as they can and just have the actors go jump on them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but
the other great thing is that the buildings were actually blowing up.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that they were like models getting crushed. They were like blowing them up from inside the building, whatever, you know, system they'd rigged. Yeah.
And I think I saw one of the buildings, like the glass blew out before the building exploded. Like it appeared to be, look like that.
There's parts where it looked like the costume caught on fire. It was so good.
Yeah, this fight was great. And I feel like in the sort of lower budget Godzilla movies where you can tell that they only built like two models. Like it's not a city. It's like, you know, the Godzilla amusement park or something. Where it's right like, we got to show this as much as we can before we destroy it because it's the only thing we're going to destroy. But by creating this whole like cityscape, it's like, well, if we mess up on one, who cares? We have all these others. So just go to town. Like Mothra and Rodan, when they flap their wings and create gusts of wind. Like, yes, it's not necessarily the most visually exciting, but for some reason, Titanosaurus's tail seemed a lot cooler when it was knocking stuff down. Like there was this one shot, and I think they used it a couple times. There's a couple shots in here where I'm like, didn't you just show that shot like literally a minute ago?
Yeah, yeah, there were.
But there was one shot where it was like, I think it was Godzilla's like kind of silhouetted in a bunch of like smoke and debris. And there's like buildings crumbled in front of him. And then there was like a phone line, power line or something kind of in the foreground. Like I thought that looked amazing. Like it just mm-hmm like they really got the cameras down into the like aftermath, which I really like. I mean, man, the more models, the better. Like, I just loved it. I loved it. And then, I guess this is around the time where we see Katsura has the robot insides. Cause that was my next note, but that,
yeah, my next note was tits question mark.
Is that what we're looking at? What do you mean? Does because she have them?
The shot of her being worked on has these fake tits in it.
I didn't notice that. Wait, I didn't notice that.
Hang on. You didn't notice that?
Hold on. Hold on. Is this when they were first putting her back together?
This is...
When they was it the flashback?
Not the old flashback where the injury happens.
Okay.
This is right at this point. There's a shot.
Unless I was marking down the notes about her insides and didn't notice. But because I noticed that when they were working on her the first time, when they were bringing her back to life, it seemed the composition was weird.
Your version is edited!
I miss boobs.
You missed fake boobs.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm going to have to...
You're going to have to send me... the picture so I could put it up on our notes. I have no idea what, because when they were first putting you together, it was, the composition seemed very strange. Like your head was at the very bottom of the screen and there was a lot of headroom for the other actors. And I'm like, oh, this seems like it was edited strangely or there.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. You could say that.
Oh man. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we watched two versions then. Otherwise we wouldn't have known about this. You watched yours on Stars, right?
Yeah.
It's available on Stars. Okay. Oh man, you're going to have to send me that. So, so tell me about what's going on. What happened? You saw her boobs or did she have fake boobs? What was
it? They have a, you know, she's got, you know, she's getting operated on.
Yeah.
And she's got like that helmet thing on her.
Yeah.
And the shot is actually, you see the opening and there's surgeons working in there, or I guess in, they should be engineers. I don't know. Like, why do they even?
Yeah. Why are they wearing face masks? Why are they even
wearing masks? But she has exposed boot, like, and she has like that like bubble wrap layer kind of that's over the thing. And
that's crazy. Well, I need to see it, I guess, because I'm picturing, I don't know, because I feel like this is a kids' movie, especially with the kids who yell for Godzilla to save them. which had shades of Gamera, but I feel like it was almost making fun of Gamera. I don't know, those two kids crack me up.
Yeah, it definitely felt like it was like, what, well, who do you think you are, Gamera, that this was like a thing that Godzilla was going to do now. I was like, and I almost was going, wait, don't Gamera copies you don't,
that's what, wait, what, okay, all right, just, oh my gosh, it's like full on naked boobs. Are they fake?
Yeah, they're like rubber.
That's crazy. No, that wasn't in mine. Yeah, it was definitely...
they're rubber, but she posed for it. No, I don't know. yeah.
That's crazy.
So the American zooms in.
Yeah, the American zooms in. That's crazy. That's great. I didn't know that there were boobs, fake or otherwise, in Godzilla movies. Huh.
That's a bummer, too, because they zoom in because the boobs is between her face and the machinery. You also miss the shots of them working on the machinery. It's all going on off camera.
Yeah. So the first time I saw the machinery was later on.
Yeah. You see the shot. Oh, the machines, you see like that. There's also, I forgot, there's also that balloon thing that's inflating and deflating inside there. I didn't
see any of this.
Yeah. And that's what's going on. They're working on her there.
That's, yeah, this is,
yeah, it was, well, listen, I get it. It is.
Yeah.
It is kind of a shock to see.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sure. 1975 and, you know, they're out there. They're it's a different time, but, yeah, so because like, I do it like takes that the, you out. You go, wait, what? There's boobs in this?
I do like that the bubble wrap is left open so that they could look at the boobs, you know? Why is the bubble wrap cut in that very specific way? Yeah. Other than to just look at her boobs.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect window.
They're like, listen, we can't. Yeah. Oh, man, you cut the bubble wrap too big.
Here, this will fix it. I mean, no, I get it.
I'm in the engineer, guys.
Yeah.
We're just going to put this bubble wrap over. Oh, the hole's so big. Yeah.
Yeah. What if it was the other way? What
right.
if the cutout right. was below
well,
the
obviously
below
that's
the waist.
What it is. Because there is that. There is the shot that's just the boobs. You don't even see machinery.
Man.
That's what it starts with, I think, if I remember correctly.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't just something that I glanced away from. It was like front and center.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's because, yeah, it's long enough that you wouldn't have,
yeah,
you wouldn't have missed it just because you weren't looking.
I don't think. All right. So we get back to the fight. There's this part where Godzilla gets kicked in the face. And by Titanosaurus, I believe. And I don't think I've ever seen that before. like Godzilla was like down on his knees and Titanosaurus kicks him in the face really hard. And I'm like,
there's a lot of like Street Fighter stuff in this. It's like, there's a lot of like Kung Fu poses,
but then
showmanship.
Then like Titanosaurus grabs Godzilla like by the arm and starts punching the stomach, like a cartoon style where Godzilla's like levitating in the air, like almost becoming like horizontal with each punch.
Yeah.
And then,
Godzilla gets kicked a lot over the hill. Like he goes flying a lot,
which I kind of like. It kind of had a different feel to the fight. Yeah, he gets shot with the. Oh, I wrote shit with missile. He gets shot with the missile, and
but man, when he got shot with that missile, that was crazy. That's like, and also, Mechagodzilla doesn't do as much, but from a distance, he just sits and I-beams the city and just starts destroying it with his
eye. Yeah. That was another one of those shots that we saw a couple times, but it was so great. I was okay with it. And then, but like another thing that they kept reusing was, Mechagodzilla's spinning hand, but like that one finger was always wonky and it shot off funny, but they just kept using it. And I was like, if you're going to reuse a shot, use a good one. It looked really funny. It looked like his pinky was like broken in half.
Is that the Mechagodzilla? Like there was like that remote control toy that had a different like spinning parts and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know. Is there one? That sounds great.
There's like, I think there's like a super old like vintage commercial of a Mechagodzilla like remote control. I even think it might be the kind of remote control that still has a cord attached to the controller.
With like and a I forward think backward button.
It's kind of thing where you like his hand would spin like that was one of the features.
Sounds great. Godzilla gets buried.
Yeah. The whole earth cracking and then they kick him back into that crack.
Yeah, and then it gets covered with dirt and like Titanosaurus is jumping on the dirt to like pack it down.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
And I also like the another great scene where like the earth gets like cracked open and stuff and they're all like it's buildings with model cars.
See, if you were to do that now you'd have in like the alarm sound as the car fell in. Okay, can we talk about this alien sort of like gets beat? It's with it's Katsura, I think. Does she rip an alien's face off?
Oh, right.
That was crazy.
Well, yeah. It was kind of like when they reveal the guys in Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah, the mutants.
And they're all burnt and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, they didn't go gorillas.
Yeah, but it was a shock. Because I guess, like, for the most part, like, there was the Godzilla where the aliens were gorillas. There was the Godzilla where they were cockroaches.
Yeah.
I want to say that was Gigan.
But that was just in shadow pretty much, right?
Yeah. But this one, I didn't even think that, you know, they would be something else because they were just guys the whole time. But yeah, she rips off his face and it's got like this crazy, like it happens so fast and they cut away so fast. Maybe it was longer on yours, but it kind of freaked me out. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So Godzilla rips off Mechagodzilla's head, which is always fun, but it totally kind of exposes where the actor's head is in the suit.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like, when you see like those headless horsemen like costumes where the shoulders are high up, like the illusion, like I know the illusion.
Right.
But
I like seeing the little tiny head in there.
Yeah.
I think there's a toy that you can pull the head off and there's like a little baby head in there.
It's that little tiny like light up dome, which kind of looks like the Mysterian's base.
I should probably delete these pictures from my computer that I sent you.
I know, they're just sitting on my screen. I'm kind of distracted by them.
Make my wallpaper. The
I actually need to save one of these.
The other thing when Titanosaurus kicks Godzilla, he goes flying in and falls into the crack in the open earth. Is he then laughs at him? headbutts, punches, good knocking into buildings.
Ooh, Godzilla does this like kind of shoulder toss where he puts like all his weight into like into Titanosaurus. Wait, is it Titanosaurus or was it Mechagodzilla? And he just like hucks him over his shoulder, like throws him like across.
Wait,
the...
what about Titanosaurus bites Godzilla's mouth and starts punching him enough that Godzilla lifts off the ground and he keeps punching him into the like punching him up, but he's holding on to him by his face in his mouth.
Wait, was that what was going on? He was holding him in his mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He bites his face, and he's holding him by basically like his lips.
I didn't notice that. I didn't know it was his mouth.
And then after that, and then you know, Mechagodzilla shoots and misses.
I only have one more note.
Did we talk about the stupid kids? I mean, we kind of just kind of
discussed
for a second. But that just these random stupid kids want to get a closer look at Godzilla.
Yeah.
Or the fight.
And then they scream Godzilla, and Godzilla saves them.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
There's a part where the bad guys are trying to get away. They jump into the ocean and then get in flying saucers. And like Godzilla's in the middle has Titanosaurus in a headlock or something. And then he stops, shoots down these UFOs, and then continues choking Titanosaurus.
Yeah.
That was great. And those UFOs look similar to the UFOs in Mysterians.
Yeah.
Not if you don't look at the shitty version we saw, but if you look at like the real version, that's what the UFOs kind of look like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe they're Mysterians. I know it was Ishiro Honda's favorite movie, so maybe this is what they.
There's also the great part where basically Mechagodzilla then is just unloading everything at Godzilla. Even he's shooting missiles from every place he can shoot missiles, including his knees. And Godzilla just keeps coming at him.
Godzilla is a badass in this movie.
Yeah.
By the way, like just like all out. I don't know how to describe it, but it's more of a grappling and wrestling and just getting in there and doing dirty work. There's not a lot of fire breath, with the exception of like, you know, taking down UFOs and stuff and the beginning when he's first revealed, but it's like Rumble, which I thought was just great.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how I want it. It's kind of like the Godzilla from 2014, where there's like grappling, or the Skull Island, King Kong versus the Skull Crawlers, where it's all just like, you know, just grappling and grabbing arms and doing flips and just like really, really getting in there. I really like this fight. I thought it was great.
Please don't worry. Even if you're a cyborg, Godzilla, I still love you. Please kill me.
Yeah, they fell in love somewhere along the way. That was strange.
The gun is cool. That space gun is really cool.
Yeah.
And then she shoots herself.
Yep. And then Godzilla didn't return for 10 years.
He walks off into the ocean, and it's really nice golden sunset.
Yeah. That's the only thing that kind of clued me in that this was like kind of the last one, or, you know, for a while. It was the walk in the ocean seemed like it went on a little bit longer than normal.
You think they knew then that there was going to...
I don't know if they did or not, but like, I feel like the movies that came before this, like Megalon and Hedorah and Gigan, like the budget started going down, and right. We saw less model destruction and a lot of reused footage. And I feel like this one was like, all right, let's do it big. So I don't know. They could have. I think this is one of the better fights. It would have been cool if they had blood like in the previous Mechagodzilla, but that's okay. I didn't mind. Good stuff.
Yeah, this was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I don't think it's quite in my top five. But...
No, it's top 10, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like going, because that's what I was thinking, like how it opened with, you know, kind of a best of Mechagodzilla. Then I was like, oh, in a way you get two of these Mechagodzilla fights in one movie. It's pretty good. But... how do you compete against gorilla aliens?
Yeah.
With those belts.
Those little gorilla belts.
Those are so good.
Gotta find those. There's gotta be one line.
Someone probably makes one.
Yeah.
Probably like G-Fest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably got those helmets there, too.
They probably have all helmets there. They probably have Mysterians helmets. All right. I think I'm good on this one. I really enjoyed it. Ishiro Honda, it's got that, you know.
Oh, you know what else I liked about the Titanosaurus? His coloring was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like red with black, you know, it was really cool.
Yeah. Do they have Titanosaurus toys? Like, kind of like those new Bandai ones or anything? I feel like after watching this, I would get it. He's got it. I'm sure they have some sort of Titanosaurus toy. There's got to be. I don't see why they wouldn't. Like, you just showed me the Matango evil lady with the mushroom in a kitchen set.
Yeah, it exists.
Okay, cool. I figured they've got to have that. Next episode,
we return to Damogen with Return of Damogen.
will Damogen return? In Damogen 1, it took him
a while.
All but 10 minutes of the movie to show up. So we'll see if Damogen returns quicker than normal. So that'll be in a couple weeks. Until then, you could go to kaijupod.com and check out our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, which has all of our episodes. And then we like the trailers for our upcoming episodes. So you'll see where the show is headed beyond just the next episode. So yeah, until next time, I'm going to go find the Japanese version of this movie.
I'm going to try to figure out what is it exactly that the Super Geiger did or was supposed to do.
It just tracked Godzilla, right? But like for a second?
It's a lot of bells and whistles for that little screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe that's because the whole bit of the Super, he says, check this out. And the guy goes, Super Geiger. He knows what it is immediately. Yeah. Oh, it's a Super Geiger. Great. I didn't know we had one. That's great. Cool. Did you make it yourself? And so then it felt like the Super Geiger is like, and then we pull this baby out and then we take over the planet after we get the monsters to finish fighting each other.
I don't know. I felt like it was just tracking Godzilla, I guess.
It's just a Godzilla tracker?
I think so.
You need a tracker. He's a giant.
Yeah. And everyone's waiting on him to show up anyway. Yeah, I don't know. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Very, very, very excited.